This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one is from Thad in Leesburg. Thad says, my wife was coughing and hacking up mucus one night, so I sprayed Lysol everywhere and went to sleep on the couch. My wife said I hurt her feelings because I wasn't there for her. I was right in the den on the couch. How did that upset her? How did this upset her?
Well, she wasn't feeling well, dog. Mm-hmm. Your fix was, let me spray Lysol and leave you in here by yourself. You see what I'm saying, bro? That was your fix. Now, bro, that had no consideration written on it anywhere.
No empathy.
So, bruh, why she mad? The fix should have been, hey, do you need some cough syrup? Can I go get you a prescription? Can I make you some soup? Hey, I'll be right over here if you need anything. Mm-hmm. You got to show some concern. That's the number one rule I've learned about marriage. Show concern. I don't give a damn what the topic is. You must show concern. Your ass coughed on mucus. You sprayed the whole room with Lysol and went in there and got on the couch. Bro.
So what's the problem?
Wrong for bro. That. He's wrong for
yeah.
that.
Steve, how does the spray can go? How does it go? You do that well.
You always want to hear some sound.
I love it.
You always want to hear some sound.
I love it.
That's very the whole good. Can, Steve. Uh-huh.
That's what he did. All right, thank you for that, Steve. Moving on to Steph and Cheyenne. Steph writes, I'm 52 and single. I had a blind date with a guy that dated my sister. Both of us were shocked. He said he'd like to see where things go, but I feel like I should talk to my sister first. She's been married 15 years. Do you think she even cares?
You better go talk to your sister. That's for damn sure.
That's mm-hmm. respect. Mm-hmm. Respect.
Because you show up at the house with him and you ain't said nothing to her. You're going to be the reason they broke up 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. Little sis or big sis.
All right. Moving on to Josiah and Philly. Josiah writes, my girlfriend gave me an implied nude painting of herself, and she said it's for my bedroom. My daughter is 7, and she's at that inquisitive age. Do I explain the artwork to my child, or do I hurt my girl's feelings and tell her I can't put it on my wall?
Mm. Put your naked ass on the wall? What is wrong with you?
Damn.
Well, to put it up or not to put it up?
And mm-hmm. it's a picture of her.
Yeah.
The girlfriend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So now you're going to put a naked picture of a woman that comes over to the house on your wall, and your uh-huh. 7-year-old goes, notice the same woman.
Right.
And it ain't their mama. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, dog. That's a lot.
So what should he tell her? He can't put it up there or thank you, but no?
Yeah, I will put it up there when we move in together.
I like that answer. Well, you're right.
But can we at least say, send us the picture so we
no,
can
we
at least
cannot.
See it.
No, we cannot.
We can't see it. We're just, no. So we'll know what they're working with. I mean.
What they're what?
What they working with? At least let us see what the 7-year-old can and can't see.
Stop whistling.
There he goes with Andy Griffin.
You actually pretty good at this.
Man, that was my theme song.
Yeah. That was my jam.
All right, last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Dakota in Fort Lauderdale. Dakota says, I have a 9-year-old son, and my family started joking about him looking like my ex-boyfriend. My husband doesn't like the jokes, but I can't control my family. He is definitely my husband's son. So why is my husband bothered by the jokes?
Why is your husband bothered by the jokes?
Right.
What's wrong with your ignorant ass family? You think that's funny to this man?
At all, it's not.
Sure look like your ex-boyfriend.
What?
You saying that in front of her husband. I tell you right now, I was a husband, I go through your family. I check everybody, one at a time. And it's funny to them because they think it bothers him.
Yeah.
And it does bother him. And you need to check your family. You need to go, hey, you're not finna do this to my husband.
Right.
You're gonna respect him. But I'm gonna have you, but you're gonna respect me because these jokes ain't gonna keep playing. I ain't gonna be sitting over here. I'm gonna pull your little uncle to the side with his little old frail drunk ass. Hey, man. One more time, I'll snatch
your
ass up.
Everybody has one. Every family has one.
I'm gonna snatch your ass up. Mm-hmm. Keep on talking. I'm gonna snatch your ass up. And your little brother that everybody ain't real sure about, hey, man, one more time, okay? I'm gonna snatch your little punk ass up, too, okay? All right, just one at a time.
Just start doing them. Just dunking
hey,
on them.
Aunt Harry, Aunt Harry.
Aunt who?
Aunt Harry?
Aunt Harry, I'd have enough of your
she
fat
get
ass,
it too?
Okay?
Aunt Harry, go get
I'd
it.
I'd have enough of your fat ass, too. Okay, one more time.
No man wants to hear that, though. No man.
No.
Wow, Steve.
No, I ease on around the room. I'm going to check everybody. You ain't going to keep doing me, though. Yeah. Hey, Elliot, let me holler at you, dog.
Elliot.
I'm slap a taste out your ass one more time.
What about the cousin?
Pook, let me talk to you.
Why your voice sound like this?
Because I'm in their ear. I got to talk to them. Let me holler at you. Hey. You got one more time about my son, okay?
Yeah.
Now look, not just cause Romy ain't your real daddy. That don't
apply. Who ain't his daddy?
Romy.
Romy ain't your real daddy. That don't apply to everybody, okay? Watch your mouth, Pook.
But even his girlfriend got in it, Steve.
That's how I handle it. Uh-huh. Just ease on around the room. Hey, Miss Margaret.
Miss Margaret?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, her mama. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll get her mama too. Miss Margaret. One more damn time, okay? All right.
I think that'll shut him up. I think it will.
Yeah. Lean in her ear, dog.
Don't make you pull your wig off.
One more time, Tommy.
All right.
One more time, Tommy.
Thank you, CLO.
Miss Margaret, don't make me pull your wig off.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.